Cheryl Lane has been a classroom teacher and has spent the last several years training teachers as an instructional leader. Lane is one of three Republicans seeking the party nomination for state superintendent of public instruction. Lane has spent the last 3 years working side by side with current superintendent Cindy Hill. Much like Hill, she's very concerned about the effort to control Wyoming's education from the state and federal level. She speaks with Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck and says, when she joined the Hill administration, there was already chaos within the department, thanks to the adoption of Common Core.
Obviously, Common Core is still sitting out there. It's been interesting to listen to yourself and all the other candidates on the Republican side have some concerns about Common Core. Do you think you can shift the tracks? Do you think you'll be able to convince legislators this is the wrong train to be riding?
Oh, I surely do. Now, let me just say, I'm an old educator working in school improvement for the last half of my career. Out of 45 years, I spent half of it in the classroom or more, and then half of it in school improvement and curricular work. I've written and I've been on international speaking tours on school improvement, and I've written books and articles. I know exactly what happens when we do this, what happens to a complex system. Very practical. And I think I'm a good communicator. And I think as an educator, I really do seek honest conversation and with people who have ears to hear, and that they have really well-meaning intentions. We have already Common Core in place. As a superintendent, as a standalone superintendent, I will follow that law.
So your thought would not be to take away Common Core, but just start working with it and make it work for us?
What I really have always thought to do with changes, as I was saying, is to make the crooked path straight for instructors and for schools. Show where the commonalities are between what's purported to be new and then what we were already doing that was really good instruction, and to listen to them. And so we would make, in terms of the literacy pieces, I can be quite specific, and in terms of math, the department had contracted a variety of math experts to do the same thing out there. Isn't it fundamentally, when we say standards in reading, doesn't that fundamentally mean that we're going to read and comprehend, and isn't that been done since time immemorial? And so how do we do that? And let's be clear about how that works. And then haven't we always wanted kids to be able to write well? And what do we know from research now about how really to teach writing well to students, especially as students learning styles and so forth change. We're in a culture, and a culture does mean that we shift and change a little bit. The fundamental piece in terms of learning and how our kids receive knowledge, we adjust our methods. But what's key here is what do we build? So we have something called new. How do we build upon using that and build upon what we already know? So that's really what I am about, is to make things clear. And so we'll follow with the Common Core. We will follow the Common Core unless it is repealed. And we'll listen to the parents and the public and the teachers and the students about that. And the other components that follow behind Common Core, a national test, the teacher evaluations and data collection need to be, they're still out there, and we need to be vigilant about how intrusive those things are. No Child Left Behind required all kinds of assessments, and we've seen nothing yet. That's nothing compared to what we'll see with full-blown implementation of the full package for Common Core, and yet there's room there to talk about it. I've been the one candidate who was clear from the beginning that I have serious reservations about Common Core. They're way too heavy, top heavy, from the top down, that is, from the state down. They're much longer, if you will. We need leaner standards the farther away from the classroom.
Cheryl Lane visiting with us. She's a Republican candidate for state superintendent. I want to talk about a couple of other things if we can. But one of the things that you talked about was, doing things locally and improving education. When you talk to legislative leaders, the governor, and maybe some other business leaders around the state, the common thing that I have heard for a while is that people are concerned that, I guess, we're not doing as well on tests as people believe we should do, and maybe we could even do a little bit better on our graduation rate and those kinds of things. And I realize there's a couple of different questions there, but my thought is, I mean, do you think things are that students are underperforming in the state?
According to our NAEP scores, the most recent, we're very high performing in fourth and eighth grade math. I think it's something like tied in third in the nation with some few other states. We have an alternative school in Sheridan that had the highest ACT score. This is an alternative high school. We have school districts that have 90, 95% proficient. They're bigger schools. Proficiency in math and or reading. In 99, I came forward to help Judy catch goals to write the first set of standards. What, in 15 years? In the last 15 years, have all those standards really produced achievement? What we really did is triple the size of state government in education and triple the budget. So I'm just wondering if this whole notion is misguided. How much of the standards movement has really taken away from the power of the classroom and the power of the school to do the right thing for its parents and its community?
Cheryl Lane is one of your Republican candidates for State Superintendent of Public Instruction. We've run out of time. Thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you very much for having me.